Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the King of Comedy, Dakota.
Hey, and I'm his co-host, Sherry Clibb, and we're here with another great episode, of course. We've got a lot of nice reviews on our show so far, and I'm very excited to be here yet again and have you all as our listeners. This is always great each and every week. Dakota, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Disappointing here and there, but, you know, you've got to pick yourself up and go with the flow. I bought a car not too long ago, let's say 6 months ago, and the damn thing, the engine blew up on me yesterday. Now, I know a lot of you have had these cars in the past that you might have bought that turns out to be lemons. I hear pretty popular nowadays with all these new technology cars going on, but I'm so upset. Like, I'm trying to deal with knowing I bought a car 6 months ago and now the engine blew on it. Should never have bought it. How was I to know? You know, you buy a car, you expect it from a dealer to be, like, perfect working order, and then you take it out one day and the engine blows. And there was no sign saying that that was going to happen. I mean, my luck, I guess.
Wow.
So it's been real depressing. Yeah. Blew last night on me, so.
Well, dang. And what year was the car?
It's actually a 2014. It's not a brand new car, but the warranties I had gotten on it have all expired. They only gave me a 1,500-mile warranty, and then a second warranty only was up to 15,000 miles, and unfortunately, I went like 1,000 miles over. So,
oh,
no warranties on this car. Yeah. I'm real lucky.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever bought a secondhand car and, like, had it be crap?
What happened? Sorry.
I said, have you ever bought a secondhand car and had it been crap?
Yeah. The car I have now sort of does it. It kind of shuts down on me every now and then, but it cranks right back up, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's so disappointing, you know, and cars are so expensive. But it's kind of weird, but I get a lot of phone calls. I don't know if you get these too. But these companies are trying to call you to tell you to buy, like, almost like a health insurance, but it's for your car. And then they give you a list of things that they'll cover if you pay a monthly fee, like a monthly, you know, like insurance almost for your car. I've never done it. I don't know if I trust it, but it seems pretty new, but at the same time, might seem like worth having. I don't know. Do you have anything
right
like that in your car?
No. Shit, my car is cheap as hell. It had, when I first got it, it had some issues with the hybrid part thingy of it, so that's why it shuts down every now and then.
Oh,
but besides,
right.
Besides that, I mean, it runs. It gets me from point A to point B and back to point A, so that's all right.
Oh, wow. So that's good. I mean, when it shuts down, do you just restart it and it's okay?
Yeah. Like, as soon as it shuts off, you just start right back up.
That's good. Also, I mean, besides everyone having car problems, seems lately, at least people I know, says, yeah, I think between getting so hot all of a sudden, I think the cars are trying to adjust the temperatures as well. I know it sounds silly, but someone was telling me about this today. It was so cold here, and then it gets so hot during the day. So make sure you guys keep up on all your car stuff and your oil changes and upkeep. So stuff doesn't happen like it did to me today.
Right.
We all could get UFOs, you know, since today is World UFO Day, always observed annually on June 24th. I don't know, have you ever seen a UFO?
I can't say I have. What about you?
I actually did, I believe. Well, of course it's unidentified if I don't know what the hell it is, right?
I have seen some things fly by. I'm not sure what they were, so I guess I have seen a UFO.
Right. If you don't know what it is, then I guess it's a UFO. But I had actually taken some pictures one time, and I sent them in to someone who observes UFOs. It was some sort of society, and they actually could not figure out what it was either. I'll have to share those photos with you, Dakota, see what you think. But pretty interesting, you know, we're always learning and hearing about these stories of high-speed crescent-shaped objects in the, usually around Mount Rainier in Washington. That's where they seem to have the most observed UFOs out there. So, interesting, really interesting. I heard today from a friend of mine that Netflix is going to be having the Unsolved Mysteries on there soon. And one of the stories has to do with UFOs that are in my neck of the woods here in Berkshire County in Western Mass, right on the border of New York. They say there's like a UFO triangle here where they're seen a lot. So it's interesting. I'm always looking up to the sky, but yet have anything, you know, to see, I mean, other than those pictures I took that time. So interesting.
Right. That's what's
up. I thought for sure you would have seen more down where you are.
Like I said, I don't know, I might have seen them, not knowing. Who's to say there isn't aliens out there, right? So, I mean, I can't sit there and say there is and there isn't. If there's life on this planet, that's what I'm saying. If there's life on this planet, I'm sure there can be life on some other planet somewhere. So.
True, I always believe that. And then today is also a celebration of the senses. Thanks to Thomas and Ruth Roy of Wellcat Holidays, they came up with the celebration of the senses. It's to stop and to smell things is really what was on the agenda, that whole idea of this. So if you smell a lot of things today, enjoy like herbs and flowers and smell of other wonderful things. Today is the day to observe that and celebrate that we have that type of sense that we can enjoy things, the sense of smell.
Right.
Yeah, it's always fun. But,
so besides seeing UFOs and whatnot, what's new in your neck of the woods?
Well, in podcast land, we had some sad news this week. There was on Podbean, there's a very, very well-known speaker, a host of a show called Pod God, which I don't know if you remember, we had spoken to him one time on one of our shows a while back. He actually last weekend was on a boat in Florida, and he told his fellow people on the boat to go meet him on shore. He's very athletic and wanted to swim back to shore. Unfortunately, Aaron Jones did not come back to shore and was missing for 4 days. They were able to find him.
Oh, wow.
He had drowned. And so the Pod God on Podbean will surely be missed. Hearts and prayers go out to all the family, and we're sorry that this happened. But you'll never be forgotten. What a wonderful man that he was, and he mentioned us, and he surely will be met. So I just want to say, you know, thoughts and prayers out to Aaron Jones.
That truly is sad, especially in times like this with all the other deaths and everything going on right now.
Yeah. It's really sad.
Wow.
We've had a hard time dealing with this news over the past couple days. That's
the biggest thing I'm scared of when I'm like swimming out in the ocean or something is like drowning. Because that either has to be like the most craziest way to go.
Right.
But yeah, it's just sad. It's always sad when somebody loses his life, but somebody who's a part of the podcast community and everything is even sadder right now.
Yeah. It's just such a tragedy. He has so many friends. He's 28 years old. So if he had known Aaron on his funeral will be this Friday, June 26, 2020, at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Woodard Funeral Home at 3200 N. O. Henry Boulevard, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27405. I'll mention that one more time before the show is over with. So if you guys remember to grab a pen and paper, if you're willing on going there and be there for him and his family. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go. I'm just too far away, and I don't have the time I can take to go down there. But he has many dear friends, lots of cousins, and godchildren as well, and just family in general. My prayers and heart go out to everyone. It's, you know, in this podcast land, it's like, Dakota, I've known you for a while now, but I never actually met you. Although on the same hand of things, I feel as if I've known you so much longer.
Right.
And, you know, this is a family here. You know, the podcast brings people together.
I was just about to say that because, like, I've only been doing not even a year yet, and I've already met so many, like, new people through doing this, you know, like some of the guests we've had on before I've never talked to before, and now I got them writing me on Facebook all the time, like, you know, just random shit and stuff like that. So, yeah, I do see that, but anyways, let's go from a sad note to a positive note a little bit.
Sure.
What day, what's, you know your thing, what days of the week is it or whatever, or what day is it thing? Can I guess, is it a Canadian Pickpocket Day? I don't know, I'm just making stuff up. Let's go with that one.
No, but that's really quite interesting. I want to look that up and see if that's an actual day. But
it's an option.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's just, today is actual fun, it's a fun day. It's Museum Comes to Life Day. I don't know if you remember, it's Museum Comes to Life.
I remember the movies that came out years ago. Was it Night at the Museum and all that?
Yes, yeah.
I feel like the Museum Comes to Life, you know, not in a movie, isn't going to be as cool as, like, Robin Williams' statues come to life and shit like it was in the movies. I sense
right.
This one's a little... So, what do they mean by Museums Come to Life Day, though? Like, does everybody go to a museum or what?
It's just... It's always been observed today. They don't really give any reason of what that means, but I think it has something to do with the dinosaur bones. Like, you go and observe, like, when dinosaurs possibly roamed the earth and check out how large these fossils are and how interesting and unique that they are to think that these animals actually roamed the earth at one time.
Right.
So,
yeah,
pretty
chill to go.
What's that?
Dinosaurs on ice. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
And you have ice skating T-Rexes and stuff. That'd be pretty bitchin'.
That would be something, wouldn't it? I think you just came out with a great idea. All my kids have loved dinosaurs at one point or another. Kids love dinosaurs.
Right? I mean, what's the big purple one? Barney. Right, there's this proof. Kids love dinosaurs.
It's true. Like, even girls. Girls and boys. It's both love dinosaurs.
There you go.
I remember going into a museum when I was a kid on a school trip. There was a huge triceratops. And I thought it was real. I just stood there like I was so nervous to even walk by this thing. But as I got older, you know, of course, you grow out of that. But they're scary at first. If you go into a museum and see these bones, you know,
right,
they look scary. It's almost like they have come to life, you know.
Honestly, I haven't been to a museum since I was probably in the second or third grade.
Yeah.
And the one we went to, it was, I don't know if, like, they just had different themes at different times or something, but it was more like a, showing, like, space stuff, you know, like astronaut shit and all that. And then they had this, like, big, it looked like, it was like, it sat up like a movie theater, sort of. But when you go in, your chair's pushed back and there's no screen. And it's pretty much like, picture the screen being the roof. And it did, like, Where in the World Was Carmen Sandiego? And we had to play, like, this mystery game and all this stuff. It was really chill. And, I mean, being a kid. And
Was it like, sitting in an observatory of, like, the sky and stuff?
Yeah, more or less. And then, like, it would show, like, a laser show, more or less, of, like, the planets and stuff like that. And we had to play, like, a guessing mystery game. And our chairs had, like, these, I can't remember if it was, like, numbers or letters, you know, like, A, B, C, D, and you push it in, or 1, 2, 3, or whatever it was. But it was something like that. I mean, it was pretty cool being, like, I think I was in the second, third grade, something like that.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
Fourth grade. Yeah. So,
wow,
I mean, it was pretty cool being in seventh grade.
Oh, yeah. Did you like it? I mean, were you impressed by?
Yeah. If, you know, thinking back of it at the time, yeah, it was pretty cool. For nowadays standards where you can see holograms on random shit now and shit like that, probably wouldn't be impressive, but, you know.
Yeah.
Now I bet it's just like a hologram of you're in outer space or some shit, but.
Yes. Have you ever been to Disney at all? Disney World?
No, I've been to Six Flags.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In Disney World, they have an exhibit called Space Mountain. And
okay.
You go in this
roller coaster ride.
Yeah. And you go throughout the planets and stuff. And I did not know it was a roller coaster ride. And I thought
oh, wow.
It was one of some, like, their other rides, yeah. And before I knew it,
I
committed to riding the roller coaster. What's that?
I bet that was entertaining to watch, you not knowing it was a roller coaster until you get on it and you're like, oh, no.
I'm going to tell you, they take a picture as you're on your way out.
Right.
You don't know you're on your way out when they take that picture. And my family made fun of me forever because of the look on my face. And I was holding on to the seat so tight. Yeah. No, it's still there as far as I know. Yeah, no, I'm not a roller coaster person, so. It was bad.
I've rode a few roller coasters and ain't like, I don't have a fear of heights, but I'm not the type of person that likes to just be, like, turned upside down 500 feet in the air and shit like that, you know?
Right.
So, but don't get me wrong. Like I said, I've been to Six Flags, and I rode a few roller coasters they've had there. The coolest one I rode was something to do with Batman. It might be called the Batman. I'm not sure. But it's, like, your feet hang off of it where there's, like, no bottom. You're just, like, sitting in a chair.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. Unless you ride it, because I think when I went, I want to say 12 or 13, and my aunt rode it with me. And I swear, like, the whole time, she's, like, gripping my arm, screaming, and, like, I'm, like, tripping out and shit. Yeah, I was sitting there, like, I couldn't enjoy it because I was getting screamed in my ear, like, oh, my God, no, I'm upside down, no. But from what I could enjoy, it.
Do you like roller coasters now, or?
I haven't been on one probably in 15, 20 years. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not really big into, like, say the fairs around or something. I'm not really big into going to the fair and just riding rides and shit like that anymore. I'm not a teen man. I'm old now, so I get flipped upside down the wrong way. I break a hip this morning. Pull a bottom part.
And I get seasick. Come on now.
So, the swings that pick you up and, like, you just kind of hang off and go around?
That's funny. Well, I have to, since we're talking about roller coasters, I have to share this with you. Okay? There is the largest roller coaster in the United States. Okay? It was made in September 10, 2003. And it's called the Kingda Ka, which is at a Six Flags park. It's the tallest and fastest roller coaster, oh, they said, on Earth. And it reaches 456 feet and accelerates up to 128 miles per hour, 3.5 seconds. Yeah.
Holy shit.
So Kingda Ka in New Jersey, I believe this is. Yeah. There, if you want a thrill ride, there you go.
Well, we might as well let the listeners know. Our show kind of got changed on the fly tonight, guys, at the last minute. Our lawyer kind of told us we shouldn't do the prank phone calls. And I like to listen to my lawyer, so we're not going to do the prank phone calls. But they can't stop us from talking about pranks. So,
right. And
a few, we'll have a guest come on. She, you know, she's another comic. She's been on before. We'll have her tell us about some of her favorite pranks. Maybe she's pulled on people, gotten pulled on her. So, Sherry, what about you? Have you ever just pranked somebody, gotten some pranks pulled on you? You ever been to a slumber party as a kid and put another girl's hand in warm water or something?
No, actually, in the past, I was at a party with a group of friends. You're right about that. It wasn't a slumber party, but we did figure out that online you can do voices of people on the phone. Like, I forgot what they called it. Anyways, you can look up, like, famous people and get their voices and stuff like that. And we did prank call some people and use the voices of, like, Judge Judy and Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, was one of them. And we called them, and we used these fake voices. I think we called a kid at Cumberland Farms one time. And they really took us as seriously as the person, and it was kind of funny. And we kept doing it till people were really getting mad. But, yes, I have done that in the past. Have you?
I've done a few pranks in my day. I haven't in the past few years since I've grown up a lot, but when I was younger, I was OP, you know, original prankster.
Yeah. I mean, it would be hilarious to do something like that. I wouldn't know what to say.
The game plan for the night was, but this is before our lawyer talked to us and gave me some good legal advice about it all. Game plan was we're going to do a few prank phone calls. But, like I said, our lawyer was like, yeah, let's not do that. Let's not get your show kicked off prime time as soon as you got on prime time. I was like, that makes a lot of sense. But, hey, we can discuss them.
Yeah. I mean, do you answer calls that you don't know who they're coming from?
Yes and no. Like, if it was just somebody random calling, then no. If I was just, like, say somebody was like, hey, man, I'm going to be calling you, and I'm expecting a call, and I don't recognize the number, I might would answer it.
Yeah.
But besides that, I'm just going to be like, oh, 555-555-555 is calling me, I'm going to answer it, you know.
Right.
Especially nowadays, because nowadays you'll answer it, and it'd be like, hi, I'm Steve from so-and-so, and I'm here to talk to you about a funeral plan. And you're just like, nah, I'm not dead yet. It's cool. Shit like that.
Have you had someone call you and prank you?
Prank me? No. I mean, I've done a lot of prank calls when I was younger. I've never had anybody just try to prank call me. Wow. I mean, I've had friends call me and act stupid, you know, but nothing like... I mean, I've even gotten friends a few times where they've called and I've been like, yo, it's Pizza Hut, can I take your order? And they'll be like, oh, shit, I meant to call somebody else, you know, and shit like that. So, I don't know, maybe I've prank called the prank caller, huh? Or prank callee. I don't know if the right term would be. I prank caller the prank callee, or I prank call lead the call, prank caller.
Hmm.
Prank's on me, and now I got to figure out what the hell it is. You know, like I prank the prankster. I don't know. But yeah. Besides that, like I said, I got a guest gonna come on in just a few. She's gonna tell us about her, you know, best pranks and everything. Besides, you know, just prank phone calls, what about other types of pranks? You ever ding-dong ditched anybody?
No, I've never done that. I think I was too afraid of getting caught doing that. Especially, I mean, if you're a kid now, you can't really do that because there's all these cameras. There's a thing called Ring or Neighbors app, and people are putting these cameras on their doors where the doorbell goes. They can see whoever does that sort of thing. But when I was a kid, I lived too far out in the woods. There's no one around to really ding-dong ditch anyone. I wonder if it's like a city kids thing.
I can honestly say I've never done that either because I'm not fast enough. Like, I would ring the doorbell, and before I could even take off running, they would probably be like, yo, fat kid, why are you trying to run away, you know? Yeah, this wouldn't work.
This is kind of funny, though. If you were to call a house, okay, I looked this up as a prank, what you could do is call a random number and tell them you are the previous owner to the house. Just when they start to believe you, you let them know you called to warn them. And warn, I am sorry, I don't understand what this is in concern to, they might say. And you say, listen to me carefully. I don't have much time, a few hours. The FBI will show up to your house and request your permission to search the house. And under no circumstances, let them check behind the cupboard in the bedroom. Remember that. And that's what you tell the person. Isn't that horrible?
In a way. Alright, well, if you've never ding-dong ditched, I guess putting a flaming bag of dog shit on somebody's door and running off is...
Yeah, and then you can burn their house.
I've never done that one either, so I can honestly say, like, if I prank somebody, it's not malicious, you know what I mean? Like, I try to make sure somebody gets hurt, nothing gets broken, or any of that nature.
You know what, I was just thinking for a minute, you know, I used to call people. I worked for a call center. And one of the things was I called the Water Valley Resort in New Hampshire. I worked for them, and I would call people and tell them that, you know, if you had filled out a registration form at a mall or in a store in your area for the $100 plus the free giveaway stuff, you know, I used to be that telemarketer. And a lot of times I find people who took it seriously and did show up, which is cool because I got paid a commission if they actually showed up. But a lot of people took you as pranking them, and they'd be yelling back at you, hanging up on you. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I have. I didn't even realize.
Well, damn, you're such a rebel. Don't tell our lawyer.
Right. Unfortunately, remember that we use here in Black Talk Radio, we can't use to prank people. So this stinks. We're going to have to get a number that isn't part of Black Talk Radio that we could do that with. I think it'd be fun.
Well, should I go ahead and bring our guest on? I see that she's called in on our line. And
sure.
Well, I keep her waiting. All right. Without a... any further wait here, our guest, she's been on the show before. She's a friend of the show, the very beautiful, talented, and funny Ashley Casanova. We hit the little button here and see if she can join us. Ashley, you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yo,
welcome to the show.
Nice to meet you, Sherry. Always a pleasure, Dakota. How are you guys doing today?
I was just about to say, this is the first time we got to talk to Sherry, because we co-hosted last time, I believe, so. Sherry, she was one of the people that co-hosted and, during your Cheeto, Dorito rehab last time.
Yeah, it's really like a really bad virus, but that's okay. Jen, thank you so much for filling in for me. I appreciate it.
It was so fun. It's nice to have you back.
No, it's okay. Sherry's off the chips now, guys. It's okay. We can talk about it. She's what? Like 90 day sober now from them. It's good. She hasn't fought a raccoon over Cheeto dust or anything lately, so we're fine. So, actually, I know I promised you prank phone calls today, but before I got on, our lawyer hit us up and was like, on the prank phone calls. So I have to go on the prank phone calls. But I'm glad you still come on, and I guess we can ask you some random questions about pranks. I mean, what's your favorite prank out there? You seem like the type that's been at slumber parties and put a few girls' bras in the freezers or some hands in some warm water or something.
Okay, first of all, when we had slumber parties, none of us were capable of filling out a bra. So I'm not going in the freezer. Hands in warm water. Again, probably at that age, they were probably peeing the beds themselves, so I don't think they needed much assistance. But I think one of my favorite classic pranks was, I think you guys talked about it a little bit earlier, the ding dong ditch.
I was all for it. I would have to have like a good head start before that bell rang.
Like we had like so many different. Okay, so like we've done to where we had like a group of people. So we had like our sprinters. We had like our people who were hiding. We had other people who were like stealth lookouts, like people who were just like casually sit across the street, like on a bench, like just watching the whole thing. Like we were ballsy little kids. But yeah, hiding in trees. Like we've had like people go literally around the block looking for us. Yeah, totally worth it. But you guys mentioned you can't really ding dong ditch nowadays. And I came into a new dilemma. I live in a neighborhood where nobody has doorbells. So, like, you couldn't even ding-dong ditch if you wanted. I took it upon myself to install a doorbell, and all of my karma came back. I've been ding-dong ditching now. Yeah. Kids have gotten faster, I think.
I was about to say, kids nowadays, man, yeah.
Well, now the kids are starting to use drones. I mean, it's not even humans anymore.
Right? They probably could. It's like they'll make an app to do it, and then they'll just watch us remotely and laugh.
Right. Then we'll show up on YouTube somewhere as their best video of us looking for them, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it'll make us look crazy, of course. I know, this is the first time. Nobody hears this ringing? Come on.
Right.
Shit.
I love it.
Well, let's see. What about, once again, I personally never really did this that I can remember. I might have when I was younger, but egging houses.
Oh, yeah, I did it.
Houses, shit like that. I always find that a little too messy, you know, like.
Well, that was the point. Like, especially, we're from Arizona. Like, that's where we grew up. So, like, if you egg somebody.
I would try to egg a house and, like, somehow I would get hit with an egg or something. Because I had a lot of
eggs. You just, like, swing it and drop back on you. Dude, that's
my
like repainting your house, like,
right.
Aww. Yeah, no, we were mean. We didn't think about it at all. Like the Arizona sun, like, you have fried eggs now all over your house.
Right. Now, I do remember pranking the whole school one time in high school, my junior year, which is
pretty
fun.
Wait, what
did you do? Me and Omar ran for president, and we ended up getting, like, in-school suspension and much other shit for it.
Ooh. I only peed on the fourth floor building. That was it was down the top of it, like down a drain at the top. So it wasn't like totally disgusting, but yeah, I'm pretty gross. That was the most I could in high school.
Oh shit.
Nobody really used the fourth floor, but it was definitely in public.
Oh, I know nobody uses that fourth floor. I've been up there a few times. I've been up there with a few different chicks. Yeah, nobody uses that floor, trust me.
No.
Thank God. They definitely didn't want to use it after that, so.
But no, it was my junior year, Omar's senior year. And for some of the listeners, I know you guys don't know who Omar is. He was best way to describe him. He's in a wheelchair. His legs don't work. He's in a wheelchair. He likes the doors. And he's in a wheelchair. That's the best way of describing the guy.
Cool. Don't have your personality traits he just touched on right there.
What a true friend.
All the things I can think of to describe him. He's in a wheelchair. He likes the door.
He's like a quad father.
And back in the day, I guess you have to be like a junior or whatever to run for class president. One night, we were chilling at his house, and we saw on, it was back when, like, MySpace was all popular and shit, and they were posting, like, posts from the schools and stuff, you know, like, today so-and-so did this or whatever it was from, like, the school MySpace or MySpace page. And yes, kids, I'm that old that MySpace was a thing when I was a kid. We see on there that they're doing class presidents, and they had, like, the people they were running for and all that shit, and Omar and me were like, fuck it, dude, we'll do it. So we made up all these, like, fake-ass shit to run for president, and we ended up winning, and that's what made everybody mad is because we weren't really running. And so if they caught people voting for us or something like that, ended up getting into school. Omar had to, like, do some big apology bullshit. They tried to make me apologize. I was doing the new show at the time, so when they tried to make me apologize, I did it all smart-assy.
Because you were doing our show.
I had the president come on, or the school president, or whoever won, like, literally come on, and I was like, and I was on the interviewer, right? And I go, so I just want to say I'm sorry, and then as I was about to say I'm sorry, we cut off the news. And that was the end of it. And I was like, well, I apologize. You guys just didn't catch it.
That's great.
But no, that was probably the best prank. And then, I mean, I've pulled a few other ones. Let's see. You know what pranks I find annoying are the ones that people, like, pull fire alarms and shit like that? That's just too, you know, like, too many blinky lights going on, too much noises going down. Got to line up on a football field and shit. I mean, that was just,
I don't know if that'd be a good prank, but it'd be, like, a really great diversion. Like, if I was like, fuck, I didn't study. I don't know. Like, if it's, like, a consensus, just to help us. Then involve the local fire department, you know, like, you know, a win-win for us all. Just give the school a dab.
Right. Oh, I do remember one time I did prank my whole class in my senior year. I came in back early from lunch, and I flipped everybody's backpacks inside out.
Where was all their stuff at?
Oh, no, you put their stuff back in it. Like, you flip their bag inside out, put everything back in it, zip it back up.
That is tedious. I like it.
Oh, and the best thing was I did it to my bag, too, so I made it seem like I got pranked, so nobody knew. So it was like,
you're
I
just, like,
everyone.
Going from the world of actors. Like, no, how is that? I have no idea.
Somebody from my homeroom class is listening, and they're like, I knew it was that little fucker. Oh, my God. I got grudges now against me.
Did you not flip somebody's backpack so it looked like they did it?
I flipped everybody's. I even flipped people's binders. I made it seem like it was another classroom came in there and did it.
That would have been great if you, like,
it was awesome. You had to be there. So, Sherry, what's the, like, best prank you ever pulled on somebody?
Well, my brother was too young to drink at the time, and I'm the youngest of six, so you can imagine you get a lot of kids together who want to go after their brother and teach him a good lesson. He had just got his car, and he thought he was all cool and was at a party drinking beer. My brothers and sisters decided we were going to saran wrap his entire car.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we saran wrapped his entire car so he couldn't leave, and someone had stolen his keys. But he went out and couldn't find his car to begin with because it looked like a big plastic wrap. It was so hilarious. He couldn't get into it. He was too drunk. So
that is so amazing. So, you know what was not up from that is if you saran wrapped it while he was in the car. Like, what if you just, like, ambushed him at a stoplight and it's like...
I was just about to say that. That would have been so much funnier if you guys would have got him in the car somehow.
That would be amazing.
That's funny. We just had another one that we played on my mother one time. She hated spiders. And my brother and I thought it'd be really cool to, my mom had bought these huge white cups. They're kind of like insulated cups, styrofoam cups for like a party. And my brother put it upside down on the counter and said, do not lift unless you plan on killing it. And he wrote that on the side of the cup. And he screamed. Like, she's like, whatever's under there. Like, my brother's like, I'm not lifting that cup. That thing's huge. And yeah, she thought there was, like, a live spider under there for, like, the longest time. She was very upset.
Yeah, just, like, staying there for a month.
I think they showed her, but she screamed when they lifted the cup. Like, she was so mad at everyone. But it was hilarious. It was the funniest thing
ever. Just, like, screamed out of reflex. That's so good.
Yeah. You can get
that reminds me of
that. It was awesome.
That reminds me of a prank I saw. This girl took a broom and a bowl of water or something and like pushed it up against the roof, and then tells like the grandma to hold the bowl there and then not tell her there's water in it.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I seen that. If you hold the water cup to the ceiling, right?
Yeah.
You never hold it. If you move, the water's gonna fall, right? Yeah.
Yep. But you don't tell him that. Or what about the ones where, like, you open a door and somebody has, like, a bucket of water or something fall on you, something like that?
I love those doorway ones. Those are so good. I think, like, the most I'm just, like, super quiet on my feet. I'm like a ninja. So I like to sneak up on people. I think that's probably, like, my most common prank I'll do. But it's the worst. Like, one of my best friends scares really easily. So, like, sometimes I'm, like, naughty. Like, I'll announce myself and she'll still jump. Like, it totally lost its edge.
Wow.
That's funny. I'm always looking behind me now. That's it. Somebody.
I'm just glad I grew up with brothers also. So I'm sure, Sherry, you can agree you have a lot of experience in trying to avoid pranks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've done
I'm pretty
it
hard to scare
too.
Now.
Right? Did they do it to you, too?
Yeah. I'm like you can, like, come at me. It's really hard to make me jump. Even if I'm scared, I'm not going to let you know it.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, my God.
All right, listen. If you're ever in L.A., there's a challenge. You got to scare Ashley.
Honestly, what? Like, bring it on. I'm, like, more than welcome to it.
All right, you heard it here, guys.
What's the biggest prank that has ever happened to you?
I mean, I don't know, like, what happened. I think one of the worst I played on my mom was we went hiking with my younger brother and my dad in Sedona, and it was during December. It was actually December 21st. 2012, you know, like when the world was supposed to end. Do you guys remember this?
Yeah.
And so it was nuts. Like, we're hiking Bell Rock and there was like frozen ice on it. And there's some like blood from like animals, you know, like normal stuff. But what wasn't normal was at the top of the rock, there was people waiting to jump into another dimension. They were just like timing it out, planning that. Yeah, it was so bizarre.
Are you right now with this story, or is this real?
No. So, like, there was ambulance, there was firefighters, there was everybody. So we staged my little brother as if he fell and hurt himself because of the animal blood that was, like, frozen over. And so, like, we sent my mom a picture of my dad freaking out, my little brother holding his head in, like, a pile of blood and, like, ambulances behind him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was the, that's probably the most evil prank. My mom was like, what happened?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty evil. Thank you for laughing, Sherry. I'm glad you're on my side for that.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I mean, that really is awesome. It's just, being a mom, I'm taking this two different ways. Oh, my goodness.
I was surprised my dad got in on it. He was like, yes, let's do it.
That is funny.
God.
That's great when your dad is in on it. That's,
yeah, he was like, amazing. I was like, he's a good actor for it. I was like, okay, now I'm laying on those chops.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Oh damn.
Well, I got mad at one of my brothers once, and I used to have to make all the sandwiches for like the school lunches, you know, and I left the wrapper on the cheese a lot of times when I made a sandwich. Yeah.
On purpose.
Little stuff like that. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
You're definitely into a saran wrap prank.
Have
you ever seen the saran wrap toilet one?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, saran wrap toilet.
I've never done it, but I've seen it. Like, I know what you're talking about, so.
Yeah, I was like,
no.
I just didn't unwrap the cheese. I left it on his bologna sandwich. Here you go. I wonder how many times you get into it, you know, realizing the wrapper's still on it.
Wow.
I think, like, what's even funnier about that prank, you know, Sherry, is that every time he got a sandwich, he's, like, his friends are just watching him unpeel every layer of the sandwich.
Right.
Checking for his food. Like, that's a prank in itself.
Exactly. He did say that the guys were picking on him, that his mom doesn't know that the plastic is on the cheese. You know, they picked on him a lot. Yeah. It was actually a really good prank. Yeah.
So you're telling me you got away with this prank because they thought it was your mom that did it, so that's even more better.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, I got away with it until, you know.
Like, she did it, you framed her mom.
Another story.
That's a bigger prank, and then, you know, you framed your mom in the whole process. Because people thought your mom were like, doesn't know how to open cheese and whatnot. And it's like, oh, shit, okay, all right.
Yeah.
My mommy's gonna piss you off, man. You're gonna make me a sandwich with like peanut butter and something in it that's not opened or some shit.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're gonna make
I
me an unopened peanut butter sandwich
when they got home. Oh yeah. I didn't get away with it. Let's put it that way. But I continue to do stuff. But see, I was the smallest. Like, they would shove me in the dryer, you know, they would, or any small space in the house to do away with me for a while. So behind, there was a space behind the fridge. They knew I could never get out of that. And my mother would get so mad at them that I think it would be funny, you know. Yeah, they would get in trouble and grounded.
Yeah, my older brother used to like tie us up and like put us in closets like all the time. Or like my poor little brother got the worst of it. He was, like, tied up to a chair one time, and, like, we forgot about it.
Oh,
and, like, yeah, my mom ends up, like, finding him, like, in the middle of the night, and he's just, like, I could sleep on a chair and is, like, whimpering.
Oh, my goodness.
So evil.
You guys
Dakota, we should have made a disclaimer with the show, you know.
What happened?
We should have made a disclaimer with this show. These past points of
views. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's not abuse that's done to your family. It's all love in some way or another.
That's right. Don't try this at home.
The views and thoughts of the people on the show isn't the same as the thoughts of Rosen. I don't know. Disclaimed. There we go. Back to the story. So anyway, we get tied up and don't. So Ryan tied up and didn't get out. Yeah.
Sherry, would you ever prank your kids?
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you guys at all. Kind of all came at once.
Yeah. Would you ever prank your kids?
I have actually. Can I guess? I don't know if I should say it.
You made them a sandwich for lunch.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Did you cheese wrap your kids? Because I feel like you've done that to them a few times.
No. I wanted to teach my kids a lesson, though. And you might find this one, I don't know, useful, but they got to a point where they didn't want to hold my hand in a store, and they're too big to fit in a stroller. You know, it's kind of like, Ma, don't touch me type thing. I'm big enough now. And I'm the type of mom was really, like, concerned. You know, I didn't want people around my kids or someone taking off with one. So one day my son said, I'm big enough, I got to go to the men's room, you know, and all this and that. And I said, you're not going alone, I'll stand outside the door. He thought that was, like, the worst thing in the world. But I followed him down quietly, doing that ninja quietness, following him down to the men's room. Yeah, and when he came out, I stood on the other side of the wall, and I grabbed him, and I whipped him around the corner. And because I scared him so much, he froze. Like, he couldn't talk.
That is so good.
Yeah,
at least you did that. You can do that after he went to the bathroom. If you would have done that to him before he went to the bathroom, he literally probably would have pissed or shit himself right then.
I just imagine you, like, holding your kid sternly and this, like, I told you needed me.
Yeah, exactly. He never left that side of the store again. Like, he never went into another aisle.
He probably never left your side. He's sitting right next to you right now, isn't he? He's there now.
He lives on his own, but he always brings up that story.
That's because he scared him so much. He's like, I'll keep my friends close and my enemies closer. Mom!
You know.
He's very paranoid with his life now.
I am surprised on how much my kids need me all the time.
That is so weird. I don't get it.
They never have schizophrenia. I don't know why. No, I'm just kidding. They don't.
Poor kids. They get scared coming out of the bathroom. Poor kids. They get scared coming out of the bathroom. The Chancer cheese is still wrapped up on their sandwiches. Do you ever prank your grandkids? Why do you prank your grandkids now?
You know, I have jumped out of rooms at them, and it's really bad because they're, like, one of them's 7, so, like, she's getting fun. Like, you can really have a fun time with her. But, I have done that. I scared her a couple of times, and I actually do it maybe too often because it's funny. She screams, and,
I have a 6-year-old nephew, and, like, I totally get it. They're, like, they're such a fun age.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, grandkids are, like, the most fun. Like, they're more fun than your own kids because, like, you don't have to be so serious with them. Their moms could be the serious ones. Like, grandmas are the fun ones, so.
Right? Yeah. I could totally get that. Like, I'm in auntie zone, so I feel like it's kind of similar. I'm like, we can have fun, we can, you know, and then I'm going to hand you off when things get serious.
Right. It's like, once I mess with your brain, you can go back to your mom.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that smells like poop. Where's mom?
Wow.
Yeah, I love you until diapers need it.
Yeah.
Well, shit, guys. We got about 5 minutes left of the show. It's been fun talking about pranks and y'all being mean to your kids and whatnot.
Man, there have to be so many pranks that happened during quarantine. I really hope any guests or viewers listening, or if you have any ideas or suggestions about them, do they call in at all for that too? I'm curious.
I love it.
Imagine being
so
a prank war with someone for 3 months.
So, Ashley, how's your show going? Everything good on your end down that way?
Yeah, you know, as good as I can be. I'm still creating exclusive content for Rizzle. It's an app you can find at AshCastNova Comedy is my handle on there. You'll see exclusive stand-up comedy that I've done for them. As well as on Instagram, I'm the same handle. I like to keep things simple, you know. at AshCastNova Comedy. You can also follow my cat, who's freaking adorable, at Hey Momo Here. as good as it can be. LA is not doing any live comedy right now, so yeah, you'll see me remotely talking to myself or my cat. I know, I was like, I turned 30 and I'm single, and like, and then I just got a cat. Like, I didn't even like pay for it anything. They're like, you need this. But.
Wow.
Thank you so much for having me again. It was such a pleasure meeting you, Sherry. Dakota, again, so fun.
Hey, you're always a pleasure to have you on. And thank you for coming on. And of course, we'll have to have you on again sometime. Let's not make it as long as you came on. Maybe I'll have you on in a couple weeks or something.
That'll be cool. Maybe we'll get a burner phone for those prank calls.
That's it.
They're like, just call me from Columbia. Should I answer? I'm going to answer.
Somebody was telling me there's some kind of app we can use to do it, but I'm not sure how all of it works, so I'm going to have to check into it.
We'll figure it out. If not, we'll have to be stuck to pranking our nephews and our grandkids and our kids and our cats. And our...
Definitely.
You guys got me scared of you guys. You guys prank your kids, your grandkids, and your cats, okay? I'm a little nervous now.
I mean, now I really want to prank my cat. Like, you guys should follow me for cat. It's going to be lonely and it's to the next level, so.
You got to keep life interesting, right?
Right? Absolutely. Why not have the only closest to me also hate me, so.
Now, a cat does have 9 lives. Now, your grandkids don't, so remember, if you're going to scare them, just...
Yeah, scale it down.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for coming on tonight as well. It was a pleasure having you, Jen, and meeting you, and it was just a real fun time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Sherry. It was such a blast. I really appreciate you guys. I definitely hope you're staying safe out there through all the bizarre that is the world. Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are keeping this going and keeping a good, positive attitude. That's what we definitely need. So thank you again and for allowing me to be a part of it. So can't wait till next time.
Same here. All right, well, thank you to all of our listeners as well. It's been a lot of fun. I've actually had 2 comments come in since we've been talking, but we'll discuss that the next show. And Dakota, it was nice. It was a pleasure as always.
Yeah, it's been fun, guys. We'll do a new episode probably in the next few days or so. So everybody be on the lookout for that. And everybody stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't sneeze on people. Don't be licking doorknobs and shit.
Glob on that knob. Oh, wait.
Don't piss off your mom, or they will prank you by not unwrapping the cheese before they make you a sandwich or something. Don't piss off your teachers. They'll tie you to chairs and like throw you in a swimming pool or some shit. I don't know. Girls are crazy, guys.
That's funny.
Omar, if you're listening, shout out, dude. Besides that, I'm out of stuff to talk about, guys. We got about 30 seconds left, and if you guys want to end it.
Sure. Till next time, y'all have a great week, and we hope you come back and listen again.
Yeah,
yeah,
what she said.
Thank you, guys.
All right, everybody have a good
bacon,
night.
Right?
What happened to bacon?
Oh,
Shay, right? Damn, you forget what I was going to say right now. Oh, let everybody know about the dude that passed away again and the drowning and all that. You said you were going to let everybody know about that again.
Yes. You know what? I actually lost it, unfortunately. Let me pull that up real quick. His name is Aaron Jones. He'll be having a funeral this coming Friday. Let me see. Sorry. I can't believe I actually lost it up there. What I'll do is I'll put it on the Facebook, and that way people actually have it and they can write it. So make sure you look on Roast Food World's Facebook page. All the information will be on there just in case you don't catch it this show.
Sounds good. And like I said, everybody, have a good night, and thank you guys for listening. Peace.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.